the devil system is bigger than you really think. Their holidays, their 501(c) corporations, their 501(c) churches, their 501(c) anything, stock market. It's all scripted. It's all designed to attack the saints, to keep you from exercising your gift. When you go to church and you got a gift, right? You got a gift of teaching or whatever. Why don't they ask you to teach? And then when you teach, you got to speak according to what they want you to speak in, inside the box, right? If you say something outside the box, you get put on the sideline, back on the pew, and you got to be re-brainwashed to think like the seminary that the preacher came from. They set up systems, businesses, that you have to follow the rules. But if you think outside the box, that's a no-no. Even if you save money. Even if you save money, it's a no-no. Even if you save time. Even if you save time, it's a no-no. I actually saw it when I worked with the phone company. I could do 8 work orders a day. And the union guy said, "Why are you doing 8 work orders a day?" I said, "'Cause I could do more. I could do 10 a day." He said, "No, I want you to do 4 work orders a day." 4 a day, huh? Yeah, because you're making everybody else look bad. So the union guys didn't want you doing twice as much work because you made them look bad, you know. Climbing telephone poles, going in people's houses, working outside around the foundation, dealing with snakes and dogs and everything. When you're younger, it's easy, you know. It's piddly, which I understand. It made them look bad because they were older. Most of them just were trying to wait for their retirement, you know. I look back now and I understand that, but I'm just saying it's not right. If somebody's older, let them do 4 a day. If somebody's younger, let them do 10 a day. Why not? If they want to do 10 a day, let them do it. Why compare apples and oranges? You know, if somebody's got more endurance or strength or whatever, or know-how, let them do it. But it's true in every industry. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care what it is. If you were to work for Elon Musk, I've already talked to people who doing Uber who've actually spoke to him and worked with him. He don't want you thinking outside the box. He's got a box. If you come to him and say, "Hey, we could put hydrogen cars out the road and it'd be a lot more better for the earth," he'll say, "Get out of my office." He won't even waste his time talking to somebody like that. Because he's electric. Elon, if we can make, I actually had somebody tell me this. We can do hydrogen and save the earth. I'm not even saying that we're destroying the earth, but I'm just saying the ones crying, "Let's save the earth," those are the ones actually destroying the earth. This would be more efficient if we used hydrogen and it would be cleaner and the byproduct is water. He didn't even listen to the guy. He didn't want to waste his time because he's set in his ways. He's following a, you know, they can pretend like the SEC's attacking him and all that, and everybody's attacking, but he's part of the program. They can pretend like they're attacking Trump, but they're just doing that to get, they want him to be back in office. Trump's the one that printed all that money. When he does his OK sign, it's 666. They're all connected, people. They're all connected.
who was it, Hillary, said he stole the election. And then every one of them said they stole the election. They all say the same thing. They all run the same script. Somebody played a clip of Obama saying the exact same thing this new candidate, that Indian candidate, what is his name? I forget his name. Saying the exact same, he's a Republican, saying this exact same thing that Obama said with just different sentence, but it was saying the same thing. They're all scripted. It's all scripted, people. There's nothing new. You're in a program. You're in a system that's stupid. It's just stupid. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. And they want you to care about it. That's the sad part. They want you to be emotionally attached to their system when you could just say, I don't give one iota about your stupid system. They don't like that. You look like the bad guy when you say stuff like that. I don't care about your system. So you're not on board. Oh, I'm on board. Because everywhere I go, it's the same thing. So I have to be on board just to survive. But I really don't care about your stupid system. I play the game. I play the game. Even the mother-in-law has a game. Most people play that game. I don't have to play that game because I don't get paid to play that game. I get paid to play the corporate game, but I don't get paid to play the mother-in-law outward show image. Look at me. Look at my clothes. Look how great I am. She has no truth. She has no truth, but she thinks she's the greatest thing ever. They live off the insurance of a dead husband, and they think they get the credit like they're something. Blows your mind. Even the food industry is a system. I'm in the grocery store right now, and they all have to stock the shelves a certain way. But then when somebody in higher up says, let's do it different, then they change it, you know, change with the wind, you know. So yes, all our show. People can't climb the corporate ladder and they end up hating their job. And they hate the people they work with. And what happens is, they don't even know their soul. Their soul is being stolen day by day. They've compromised incrementally to where they just compromise. They become psychopathic. It's all about the profit. Everything becomes a number. The people become a number. They got the suit and tie. They got the right clothing, the right dress, the right pocketbook, the right wallet. I mean, listen to the
the head of BlackRock. You know, he's not even right. He said, we got to put the pressure on these companies to hire a certain kind of people. It's not about the profit to them for each individual company. I mean, they want the profit, but they don't care about the companies. They just want that. They want that company to say, yes, sir, sir. You are our greatest investors. We will do what you say. Instead of running the company the way you want, BlackRock, the head of BlackRock, is trying to tell you how to run your company. Instead of you exercising your spiritual gift the way God leads you, the preacher's telling you what you can and can't say. Instead of you running your home like you want, the mother-in-law or the father-in-law tries to get in there and tell you how to run your house. And you say, where did y'all come from? Why are y'all in the middle of this? Who brought y'all into this? Oh, my wife brought you into it. Oh, she's trying to use flying monkeys and peer pressure to get me to adapt to her way. But God don't lead me that way, so it's just like BlackRock. So the marriage, the companies, the nation states, if they don't do what the USA tells them to do, they don't get any money. Just like high school peer pressure, and they're finding out, they're always trying to check to see if you're going to follow the peer pressure and adapt by peer pressure. If you don't adapt by peer pressure, they're going to try to get it, do it with money. We'll give you all this money if you'll just shut up, zip your lip, and just do what the status quo is. So if you rise above the status quo, they persecute you. If you go below the status quo, they step on you. I don't remember what preacher said that. It might have been Adrian Rogers or somebody like that. So when Adrian Rogers, there was one preacher. He just started preaching grace more and more. He got away from the legalistic churches and he started preaching grace. And his name, Chuck Swindoll. So if you listen to Chuck Swindoll, how he changed, he finally got free. He finally got free from the games and the system and all these rules and all this religion and all that. He finally got free, but he went to seminary and they tried to put him in a mold, and then they got free. Tony Evans too. Tony Evans, go listen to Tony Evans. I think he got free, but I don't know if he went back. He seemed to be going off the deep end a little bit one time. I don't know if he's back to normal now. But if you don't put on that certain smile and you don't say the right words and you don't talk the talk and you don't play the game right, you will not rise up in the system because the head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, will not let you. Larry Fink will not let you rise up unless you play the game. If you're going to join in the system, your daddy is Larry Fink. State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. You either play by their rules or you get ostracized. You get shunned. You think like the cube, you think like the Borg. If you don't think like the Borg will vomit you out. If you don't think like the 666 hive mind Borg machine, biobot, human, they will vomit you out. And not only will they vomit you out, they'll persecute you. Their whole, why do you think the whole thing is resistance is futile? Resistance is futile, the Borg says. Just Google that and watch some videos. I'm sure it's on YouTube. So this is the way Charles Schwab or whatever, the guy that's head of the New World Order stuff, Larry Fink and all them other guys, this is the way they think. Resistance is futile. You will submit to the New World Order. You will submit already here. I mean, it's all just a big facade because it's already here. They're all working together. So it's about taking your soul, taking your free speech to censor you, to shut you down, to shut you up. So it goes to the churches. It goes to your mother-in-law. Don't say that. It goes to your wife. Don't say that. What did Job's wife say? Job's wife said, just curse God and die. Job's wife said that. She was a believer. Curse God and die, she said. Job didn't curse God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You know what David said? Even Job's friends. You must have done something wrong, Job. God is judging you. You must have done something wrong. The reality is, nah. God was using Job as an object lesson. God used Jonah as an object lesson. God used the prophets of old as an object lesson. God will use you as an object lesson if you let him. He's going to do it anyway. Even if you don't let him, he's going to do it somehow. Somehow, some way. It's all being written and recorded. Are you going to walk by faith? Or are you going to walk by your own works? Are you going to walk by faith in the finished work of Jesus? It is finished. You trust Jesus? If Jesus saved you. See, this whole place would be destroyed if it wasn't for Jesus. Because the blood covering. Moon mints blood. So the moon is a type of blood. So the blue sky's law, the moon is the blood, the blood covering. The rain is the righteousness of Christ. White clouds, the righteousness of Christ. So the trees represent faith. As the world turns, it's like the clay on the wheel. God is the potter. The earth plane is the clay wheel. And so you put the clay on the wheel, and as the earth turns. As the world turns, isn't that the soap opera? The drama. As the world turns, the drama continues. Day by day, moment by moment. Year by year, cycle by cycle. Why? To birth you into your new state. To cycle you up. To raise you up, to cycle you up to the next level, to birth you to the next level. And if you say this in church, they're going to shut you down. If you say this in the corporate system, they're going to shut you down. Why? Why would they shut you down? If you say wrong things on YouTube, they're going to censor you. Why? Why? If you're speaking the truth, why do they censor you? Why do they make up lies and fake stuff about you? Why do you think they do deep fakes against Trump and deep fakes against people they don't like? It's a CIA system. The CIA works for the devil. The industrial military complex works for the devil. They all work for the devil. They all work for the devil. They're all connected. They're all in the hive mind. They all walk according to a certain cadence. They all walk according to the same cadence. It doesn't matter what level they're on. CEO, lower level, the next, all the way down. If you don't walk according to their cadence, you will be persecuted and you will be attacked and you will be mocked and you will be lied about and you will be pressured to walk according to the same cadence as the devil's minions. And if you don't, they'll sense if you let's say you walk around some certain people according to who are in the hive, but you're not, but they start to care about you, right? They start to care about you and they don't attack you, right? They play the game, but they care about, they like you as a person, they know you're a good person, and they start to, somehow or another the hive knows that they're letting you slide on the persecution. So they remove that one and bring another one in. They bring another one in. It can be your own mama, your own daddy. They're going to have to persecute you. If they're in the hive, it doesn't matter if it's your mama, your daddy, your children, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt, your brother, your sister. They're going to have to walk according to the cadence of the hive, and they're going to attack you because they're not born again. They don't think they can get free from it. It's like a spiritual cult that's unseen. Welcome to the real world, people. And it happens. It just keeps happening. And the ones that don't wake up, they get the saved people who don't wake up. They're all negative and depressed and sad, and they don't even realize it's a. They look at the evil, and even the Bible verse says, "Oh, how the wicked prosper!" And they look at that and they say, "How is that even possible?" Because they're all connected. They're in the brotherhood. They're in the sisterhood. They're in the fraternity, the sorority. They're all connected. Notice how the sorority sisters, they all get good jobs and rich husbands. They're all connected, people. All the fraternity guys, they all end up being in good jobs and hanging out with each other. They're all connected. Elon's connected with PayPal. You think PayPal's going to go under? No. It's not going under. They're all connected.